Tehre chesed pat. A mitzvah asor shilchav libo yim efeir shamidah shemaitse b'tzvot v'yashav kilu shkina kenegdo. One who is davening has to say the words and understand what every word means. There's no chiyuv to have any kabbalists more than that. They're all type of kabbalistic things, which is someone who's not very knowledgeable about that and does not have a lot of years shemayim, it's better not to say them. Mishnah Berurah brings one of the kadmonim that learned a lot of kabbalah, and they saw that when he davened, it was like a tinoik ben yoimer, a little child repressing from his father. That's the best way to do it. Yosef kol marshav zatoyel sayis yachiv yishom marshav kavanos zaka itvivasa. Once you take a break from all the thoughts that are going around in his head before he starts Shemon Esrei and prepare himself to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yashiv kilo medavos neimelach vosav ledom oy mesada zvorim umecharen vem yofel valikoshet kam vechoyim nech mechel nech mechel nech mechel nech mechel nech mechel. Think to himself, if I have to stand in front of the king, I would prepare myself very well to make sure every word is said properly and thought out. Kavuchayim in front of the melech, matay mocha, kodesh bohu. And knows exactly what we're thinking. And that's the kacha yosim ha-chasidim anji maise, shoyim is boizim is kavim with filosan, ad shoyim agim, fashas ha-kashmis. The tzadikim in the early times would detach themselves from the inyonim of this world till they became totally involved in spirituality. This gavras kraf ha-sichli. The seichel will be a guiding force within them to give a clear, to say out a clear tefillah with proper thoughts. Asher yimagim kovel ma'as ha-nevuah, the close to nevuah. From tovu lo yimav shav ha-cheres v'cha tefillah, yishtoik ashet izvat al machshav. The first thing, chaf said he's thinking about something else, he should take a break and make sure he just gets past that. Whatever it is, put it in its right place. Not now is not the time. Mishnah brings all kind of the schoolers that one could say, which I'm not going to say over. If you want to look inside, you can look inside. The bottom line is, like we said, that if you catch yourself having think about other things, take a break and refocus that you're standing in front of Melchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should suddenly remind himself, I'm in front of the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is my father, he loves me, I have an opportunity to talk to him. I should just be involved in that. Shouldn't think about any lightheaded things. Now, most says, it's good for a person before he starts Shemar Esrei, think how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how lowly and weak we are, and how much we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the physical pleasures he should also try to remove from his heart, that those are worthless. Now's the opportunity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is great, great schools for us. There's another thing. Then the shul and the place of tefillah is a place which we're supposed to clarify ourselves that Hashem is the greatest and He loves us more than anybody else. And therefore, one should not kiss his young children in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaKnesses, because that's the place to show that the greatest love is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shabur brings from the Achrayim that having young children in the shul, one should be careful. If they're too young, and just going to jump and run around and cause a ruckus, it's better not to bring them. And not only that, but they get used to using the shul in such a fashion. And even if they get older, they continue treating the shul as the playgrounds. Maybe the game is different, but it's the same attitude, not taking it seriously. It's good if you have children old enough to have them say amen after the brothers, make an inyan out of it, and to catch a kedusha. Come find everything in a pleasant fashion. Sid Beis. L'yisparel v'mokim she'ir dovah sh'mevad l'kavanosei. But you should not dive in a place that the things that disturb this kavana, something has a strong smell, even if it's a good smell, but something that will distract him, you should not dive in such a place. Or v'shosh sh'mevad l'kavanosei. Or a time that he went through something that shook him up, he shouldn't dive in immediately afterwards. He should wait till he calms down. People are not very careful about this because anyway they don't have kavanah. But kamufan, if a person just went through something that shook him up, it's better to look for a later minion. Or got angry at somebody, also he should calm himself down. Otherwise, the whole tefillah he's going to be thinking about how terrible that other guy is and forget about a kodesh bo. Siv gimel yispalda tachanunim kirosh mevakish v'pesach u'benachas. The tefillah should be said in a fashion that a person feels like he's a poor person and is asking from somebody to help, somebody very important to help him out. Mishnah Berurah and the Halacha is Ma'arich that this is a very important thing to say in such a fashion. Yeah, I find this saying not even Yosef if you don't do it in such a fashion. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, shouldn't treat the tefillah as a load that he wants to get off his back. Yeah. The person shouldn't just do that because it's something that he had to check off as part of his daily schedule. So realize that we really need a Kodesh Boku. Tefillah in place of the Kavonis, the Kavsel, the Zoshate, Dugmas, Kobun, the Kavon. Just like a Kavon has to be brought with the right intention, right thoughts. By kachim, certain thoughts, passing the kachim. And it also has to be mu'umid dungi da'avoida, just like working the base of mikdash, doing the service in the base of mikdash, one has to stand up. If he is smoking, come out kavonis. Every kavon has a specific place that he's brought. Shukol echad kavim makayim, shkitosa v'matan doma, shal yochaz dal v'en l'akir. Just like a kavonis, you shouldn't have a chatzitza, something separating over there, between the feet of the kohen and the floor, and by tefillah, there shouldn't be something separate between himself and the wall in front of him. All this is doing the kohen shkotzitz of the cells vein of the kli. Also, if he's holding one of the vessels that have blood in it, or whatever that has inside of it, he has to hold it with his hands without a separation between. Also, over here, he should have the chatzitz between himself and the wall in front of him, if possible. It's proper thing to have nice clothing for tefillah. Similar to the Nikuna, Elisha Enkel, other Yopal Vazvez, not everyone could afford to do that. Malcolm Tovish, Yel, and Mechnasain, Yichodim, the Tfila, Mishum Nikias. You should have nice, clean pants for Tfila. That's more clean. So if you come with nice, clean pants anyway, he doesn't have to change them. But if he's working, a painter, whatever it is, it's a proper thing to have. Once again, the entire mind of the Tfila, like a Kohen, which is his thoughts are focused, he's standing up. He has a specific place that he examines, doesn't have something massive between him and the wall in front of him, if possible, and he wears fine clothing. He did everything right. He dressed well, and he stood well, and he had good kavana. Don't think, oh, now I deserve to have my tefillah accepted. That causes Hashem to look into the person. Oh, you think you're such a tzaddik, you deserve everything. Do you really deserve it? Which is not a recommended position to be. Have yourself analyze how much you deserve it. Elo sheyashu sheyazu kodesh bo v'chazdei. You should think Hashem has bal chesed rachmim mitzvah Hashem. Do as mitzvah chesed. The unbeliever. Mi ani dal the nivs the bal v'akish meis amelach matan lof kodesh bo hu. Noim reu chasadu shem isnaik v'hem priyoysa. I have no right to ask anything from a kodesh bo, but I rely on the fact that Hashem is tremendous bal chesed.